The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for December 9th. Today's word is galumph, spelled G-A-L-U-M-P-H. Galumph is a verb that means to move with a clumsy, heavy tread. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Palm Beach Post by Barbara Marshall. Incredibly, a massive rhinoceros comes galumphing toward us as rapidly as something that weighs more than 2 tons and resembles a tank on 4 legs can move. Bump, thump, thud. There's no doubt about it. When someone or something galumphs onto the scene, ears take notice. Galumph first lumbered into the English scene in 1872 when Lewis Carroll used the word to describe the actions of the vanquisher of the Jabberwock in Through the Looking Glass, in these words, "He left it dead, and with its head, he went galumphing back." Etymologists suspect Carroll created galumph by altering the word gallop, perhaps throwing in a pinch of triumphant for good measure. In its earliest uses, galumph did convey a sense of exultant bounding. Other 19th century writers must have liked the sound of galumph because they began using it also, and it has been clumping around our language ever since. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.